Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Today is October 7th, and we're launching Pelican Plus. Why? Well, more importantly than our thing launching, this is the feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, also known as Our Lady of Victory. And what is the significance of that event? Well, long story short, about 450 years ago, Europe was on the brink of collapse. Invading foreign Muslim Ottoman forces sought to subjugate the cross to the crescent moon. So what did the Christians do? Well, under the guidance and leadership of the Pope, who asked all Catholics to pray the Rosary and Holy Leagues to unite together, they all went to prayer, and those who could went to battle, and they had a miraculous victory in the Mediterranean Sea. The Christian forces were vastly outnumbered, but somehow they won. And why? Because it was the power of the Rosary. It was the power of the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And that's why we've entrusted our endeavor to this feast day. Because we have different enemies nowadays, or the enemies manifest themselves in different ways. But we still need to unite as our own sort of holy league and pray and act together. And this is what we're doing with Pelican Plus. We've brought together faithful traditional Catholic voices that can help with formation, education, entertainment, and even prayer and spirituality. And we need your help to do that. The times are different now, but still, some of us have the tools and the ability to go forth and fight this battle. And in order to do that, we need your help. Of course, primarily, please pray for us. But in the past, when the soldiers and the crusaders would go off and fight these battles, the subjects of the Pope and the members of Christendom would help them in any material way they could. And in this sense, that means we're asking for you to consider signing up to be part of this Holy League of Catholics looking to defend the Church. We've created this platform free from big tech influence, which means we're not going to get kicked off, which means we can tell the truth about the Catholic faith and just the truth in general. So you can trust that your money is going to support a truly Catholic platform that will be around for the long haul. There's a lot more to come, and there's more that I could say, but hopefully, we can all unite under the banner of Our Lady of Victory, and we can fight this battle together. God bless you all, and I hope to keep seeing you here. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Tim, that was pretty cool. It's launch day. I don't have any champagne. I do have water in a cup. I'm going to drink it.
I got water, too.
Let's raise a glass to Our Lady of Victory.
There we go.
There was only some lagging and whatever in the video streaming because that's to be expected. Ladies and gentlemen, we are launching today PelicanPlus.com. It is available as a browser application. It's available as App Store, and it's also on the Google Play Store, so for all your different devices. And this is something very exciting that we've been working on for a long time. Tim and I have been grinding it out since we decided to escape the secular world economic system as best as we could. And we've been just working hard to try to spread the faith and evangelize in the proper sphere as a layperson. So using the pen, using the podcast, using whatever we can, because our hearts and minds are fully locked in on Jesus Christ and His Holy Church. And we got together with some amazing people, Dr. Peter Kwasniewski, Dr. Ed Schaefer, Nick Cavazos, Tim Flanders, a whole team of people. There's about a dozen of us involved with the project. And we've been working tirelessly for the last 2 months. When was it? July. Yeah, so July, August. It's about 3 months to launch this thing, and it's finally here. So how you feeling, Tim?
I'm feeling great. It is just such a fantastic day to be a Catholic, to remember this amazing victory that Our Lady put out. And we rushed so much because we really wanted it to be, we wanted this feast day to be the one that launched this whole project. And this is just the beginning, because the app itself, we're just building the content. The content is going to continue and build and build and build. And I really feel this is a great moment, because we're standing on the shoulders of other people who have built things, and we've worked with a lot of different people and try to build this thing. But I talking with people at the CKC conference and trying to explain this, what this is to people, made me even more excited because I realized the potential for this system is really exponential. Because the system itself is free from big tech as much as possible, as much as it possibly can be, the entire integral system itself. And a lot of different Catholics have, built a lot of great things. And this system allows us to work together in a way that's totally separate from big tech, which is exciting to me. So I feel great. And it's just a great day to be a Catholic.
It's awesome. So, Tim, you've got the controls. Why don't you actually open up the website app.pelicanplus.com and we can guide people through some of the things that we're doing there. I've showed this to a lot of people as we've been rolling this out. And the thing I keep hearing from people is, wow, this looks slick. This looks like a real, you know, professional big boy application. And that's really important because, you know, one of the things that the Catholic Church or Catholic, you know, missionaries, whether they be actual priests doing official stuff or whether it's us just doing our best, they've always been able to produce incredible, high quality things. And that's the launching website, pelicanplus.com. And that's where people can check out what we're doing. But if you go to app.pelicanplus.com, you can actually see. So this website, this platform, which is available as a desktop application, meaning you can use it on a browser, and you can use the browser on your phone too. Some people like prefer to use the Chrome or the Safari, whatever you use, that's fine. But it's also available on the App Store and the Google Play Store. And why don't you just scroll down there, Tim, and show people what we have. So these are the people we have involved with us so far. And it functions just like, you know, we've been sort of saying it's like, imagine if you put together the functionality of a Netflix with a, you know, like a Daily Wire Plus with an Audible, with a Kindle, whatever, right? Think of all these different things and a YouTube. We've put it together. We found a software. We've worked with a team to put this together. So this is a place where you can go for literally everything. And we're just getting started. We've started with us and we're going to keep building, but we have more things coming on the horizon. So if you go back to this main page here, Tim, if you just want to go to the homepage, you can see at the top there, it says home, it says streams. So why don't you click on stream? And this is where you're going to find all the channels. So these are the channels that we have on there so far, where you'll find, you know, your podcasts, just like you're seeing here on YouTube or Substack or wherever you're watching this. And as you go through that, you'll find the different shows and it navigates seamlessly, just like you would on anything else. And if you go to pray, if you go to the pray section, we have here tons of prayers, both in English and Latin, and they're still coming. It's all still coming. And you have the various mysteries of the rosary. We even have the Gospels from the Douay Rheims recorded, so you can listen to it like an audiobook, and it works perfectly. If you press play, you listen to it for 20 minutes, you leave, you come back, it's at the same spot. It works just like anything. If you go to read, Tim, up there, you'll find the various publications that are a part of this. So we've got Dr. Peter Kay, My Mere Tradition articles will be up there as well. And it is a reader like any other reader. And there's a functionality that's still coming. It's going to be out in about 2 weeks where we've actually had it built where it will be just like a Substack. So it has the same functionalities. Whereas right now it does look like a blog, but it's going to actually have that interactive capability that Substackers are used to. And we also have, if you go to the read section, Tim, again, you can see that if you scroll down, we have books on there. So you can just click your book there, Tim, City of God, and you can read it. And it functions just like a Kindle e-reader. So when you open this up on your computer, you just press next, Tim, on for turning the page. And it just... like a reader. You can do dark mode, light mode, whatever you want, right? But it's just like you're using a Kindle reader, whatever. And we have a lot of books. Dr. K has given us a lot of books from Os Justi Press, the Studies in Catholic Tradition, all the books that I've published under my own publisher with Tim and by myself are up here as well. So right now we've got almost 20 books already. We're working with some other publishers to get more. And I just want to point people to how beautiful this thing is. And that's really important to us. So, Tim, if you go back to the main page, if you just kind of scroll down, you can see that, for example, look there. All right. This is important to us. You see the tiles for the different videos and things like that are available. Look how they all seamlessly go together. One of the things that we're trying to do in this digital space is we're trying to bring Catholic artistic sensibility and beauty to a digital platform. I think that's really important, and I've talked for a long time, so maybe Tim would like to say something, but that's something for me that's really important, is making this look like, hey, this looks like it's animated by a Catholic artistic spirit. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and all credit to our graphic creative director. I'm not sure what his title is, but the man who makes everything beautiful, Marcus, my good friend, all credit to him for making this beautiful, because it's extremely difficult to make things beautiful. We talked about how do we make things beautiful in the digital space, because we can't just copy and paste the great glories of Catholic art. It's kind of like how Baroque art was created. Baroque art, if you're not aware of the history, Baroque art was a synthesis of the Council of Trent with the Italian Renaissance and the entire Renaissance technology. Because what happened in the Baroque civilization was there was a new technology that was created, painting techniques, which allowed people to create realistic paintings like never before. It was like photographs. Everyone was like, whoa. But there was a problem because it was so pagan. It was like Italian Renaissance. Everybody was obsessed with all these pagan things, all these pagan themes, and Bacchus and Dionysus or whatever, all this pagan stuff. And the Council of Trent came along, and the many Catholics at that time, they were like, we should just shut all this down. But the Council of Trent said, no, we're not going to shut it down. We're actually going to harness this new technology. And that's how Baroque civilization was created. And a lot of the artwork that people are familiar with is Baroque. It's not actually more ancient stuff, like more medieval stuff. And so we're faced with something that's an aesthetic, a great aesthetic challenge, both philosophically and just practically speaking, to create something beautiful that is in the digital space, because we can't just copy and paste the Baroque, the realistic stuff, even though that's glorious. It's glorious stuff. We want to preserve that, right? But when we're on a screen and we're on an app, it's different. We have to create something that is beautiful. And like I said, all credit to Marcus for the beauty that he's created. Which is an essential piece of presenting this.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a couple of questions in the chat that I'll just answer quickly, because these are great questions. We want to make sure, for those of you who are watching this, feel free to ask any question you have about how this is going to work. And also, for those of you who are our subscribers, either through things like Patreon or Substack, like you actually pay a membership for our stuff, we're going to explain in detail how it's going to work for you seamlessly, and you don't have to do much at all, and you can migrate over without being double charged, all those sorts of things. So I will describe that as well, because that's really important. We want to make sure we honor everyone who has supported us. You were actually at the forefront of our mind, because one of the impetus, let's say, when we got together, and we have to say thank you to our chief, Mr. Dan 70, who pulled us all together and flew down to Texas and got together in the middle of like 150 degree weather in San Antonio in July. And the idea was, you know, Tim, Dr. K, myself, others, all those involved, you know, we all have a very similar wheelhouse where we offer different perspectives on things. You know, we all agree on the fundamentals. We are all Catholics. We all call ourselves traditional Catholics. We all believe the fundamentals of the Catholic faith. There is not one defined, revealed doctrine, et cetera, that we'd ever deviate from. But in this time of difficulty, there are certain disputed questions, and we offer like a different perspective on certain things, which is healthy. Catholics have always done that. You know, one of the things I said in a recent video I did, Tim, is, you know, certainly before the Second Vatican Council, there was much more a unified front doctrinally, in the sense of the guiding lights or the North Stars, no one would dare deviate from, because the Holy Office was strong and those sorts of things. But if you were to look at some of the debates that like the Franciscans and the Dominicans had, or the Jesuits with everybody else, I mean, it would look like the equivalent of like a barroom brawl theologically, yeah. In the sense of, you know, because, you know, you look at the University of Paris and all the things going on there, a time of Aquinas and all that kind of stuff, because when things are disputed, we're supposed to dispute them. We're just supposed to do it as Catholics in a Catholic way and not deviate from those guardrails, which are the revealed teachings of the church. And one of the big problems in Catholic discourse today is that people just kind of throw around their opinions without any regard for actual theological principles. So we're happy to be together, agreeing on everything that matters, and then disputing the things that, you know, we have fun talking about. So also, we had our premium subscribers from all of our platforms in mind, and we thought, okay, you know, so-and-so is giving us $10 a month or whatever the price is in the different places. What if we could pool our resources, and then that one membership fee would unlock so much more? That's just a great idea. So that's why we want to make sure that we're honoring all those who have supported us by giving them an opportunity to migrate over and have way more bang for their buck. And we'll get to exactly how that's going to work in a second. But one of the questions in the chat, I think, has just been answered. Michael Laurenti says, will there be some sort of blog post layout? Yes, there will be. We're actually building this custom Substack layout so it functions just like people are used to with online publications like that. We presently, of course, do have the built-in blog reader, which is nice, but we're jazzing it up and making it a lot better because we want to make sure that this thing is going to compete not just with, you know, basic websites, but real premium stuff. And then someone asked, are there plans to integrate Catholic films? Yes, there are. We are in conversations with licensing various films. We're looking to license even like kids' television shows, but are from an era when that was okay and the shows were fine. You know, we want to make sure that this is a place that you can come to and not have to worry about anything. But yeah, we have that in the works for sure. We're talking to independent filmmakers. We're looking at getting things licensed, like some of these old Saint movies and things like that. This is all, it's just going to keep getting better and better as time goes on. And those are the two questions that I wanted to answer right now.
Yeah, let me jump sure. in for... Basically, somebody's asking about Father James Mosley, my friend, a good friend of mine, and basically regarding everybody else. Like, we're so. Let me just first mention this. Another fact that I really love about this is that and this doesn't include Dan Seveny. So Dan Seveny is the sixth man here of these five founding collaborators. So it's like myself and Kennedy, Kwasniewski, Cavazos, Schaefer, and Seveny. What I love about this is that this represents four different generations. We got Gen Z, we got millennials, we got Gen X, and we also have, I don't know what Schaefer is. He's
a 70s, boomer.
But is he a boomer?
Oh,
yeah. I can't remember where the boomer cutoff is. The point is, this right here, this is very Catholic in the sense that we have another thing that big tech do, because we got to talk about the problems with big tech, because I think that Catholics, we are getting sucked into big tech, a big tech mindset and the way that we treat each other. You just mentioned that. Just that right there. The way that we treat each other right now is not Catholic. And we're being incentivized to sin against each other because we're all getting sucked into this big tech framework, which is just demonic. Marshall McLuhan says that he basically talked about in the 60s where there's going to be this thing called sort of like the internet. He like predicts basically. And he said it's going to be disembodied community, which is the mystical body of the Antichrist. And that's what the internet is, or at least it brainwashes you to be that, because you treat another human being as if you, when you treat him in a disembodied way, you're treating him like he's not actually a person. Like, you would never talk to his face like that. You'd never do that. Like, the type of insanity, like this is a man show, for example. You have men treating a woman like crap. I mean, you would never say that to that woman in the presence of her husband, because her husband would clock you. That's what would happen in real life. But we have this disembodied community where this is the mystical body of the Antichrist, is what this is. So this is the way that people are treating each other. And it's not just like anonymous, whatever. It's the entire, like, you did a video on, we talked about Catholic politics going effeminate, where this is just a reaction video to this guy, to that guy, go back and forth. All this different, this guy, whoa, sensation. It's all sensational. Like, we're running after the clicks. We got a dopamine hit and we get that like. I mean, this is all just big tech, mystical body of the Antichrist, and we need to get out of it.
Yeah.
And so this is what this platform affords us, the opportunity. It gives us this opportunity for, so like I said, we've got these various generations represented, because the stratification of big tech is that you got Gen Z's Discord server over here, whatever, and then the boomers are on Facebook or whatever, and everybody's just stratified. Well, that's not Catholic either. Catholicism is all the generations together. Excuse me. And well, but what our system allows us to do is it allows us to bring on people to continue to collaborate, because a lot of people are doing great things. Catholics are doing great. They're building different digital institutions and different digital platforms, and different people are content creators or influencers or whatever, and they've done a lot of great content. But this system allows us to bring on more and more people as time goes on. We can bring in more people who are contributing, and we, like somebody was talking about the films, I'm excited for the films too, because there's so many awesome films out there, and to have a platform where we have like a Catholic version of Netflix, but every film is either from the golden age of Hollywood, which was when Catholicism with Catholic Church controlled Hollywood. So there was no nastiness, but they still made great films like, On the Waterfront, It's a Wonderful Life, all these great films. Citizen Kane. Citizen Kane is like one of the greatest films. Everybody agrees. All film critics say that's one of the greatest films of all time. And it was during the golden age of Hollywood, when the Catholic Church controlled Hollywood. And then also the good films, like we got Mass of the Ages. Like this is a new film created, and I'm not speaking for them, but you know, this allows us to curate all the good free stuff that's online and put it in this platform, as well as paywall stuff. So,
yeah, let's that's see what great. So Tim, why don't you put it back to the view with both of us, because I know they want to see us and they want to see us in high definition. I'm just kidding.
Oh yeah,
but
yeah.
But this is a great question. So someone asked in the chat, how will subscribers and patrons and whatnot be moved over? So I'm going to describe exactly how that's going to go. Okay. Now, and remember this, and we're actually going to clip this part and we're going to send it out as a video to people when they ask this question.
Stamp, 22 minutes.
Yeah. So if you are someone who enjoys what we do and all the others involved with this, Dr. K, myself, Tim, etc., if you enjoy what we do through places like YouTube and podcast platforms and whatnot, and you've never become a premium subscriber, that's totally fine. We get that. Everyone makes decisions. But if you want to do that and you're thinking, hey, you know, what is it? $7.99 for the basic, which gets you all the access to all the stuff that we do on the platform. That's like, what, two cups of coffee at Starbucks or something? If you want to do that and you've never done that, there is a link underneath. Click that link and you can sign up. Now, if you're someone who already supports us, who is a Substack premium subscriber, someone's Patreon, whatever it is, here's what's going to happen. If you're already someone who is paying to subscribe to any of our stuff, what you have paid will be honored and you can seamlessly migrate over and never be charged double, which is really important. We're not in this to like gouge you for extra money. So if you're a yearly subscriber, someone who has paid the fee to have all the stuff for one full year, what's going to happen is you're going to get an email with a coupon code. You just go to Pelican Plus. You get the app on your phone, or you go to the app.pelicanplus on the internet, on the browser. You just sign up. But when it's time to pay, instead of paying, you put in that coupon code and everything that you've paid for is honored. So if you signed up in February of this year, then you're expecting your membership to last until next February. You put that coupon code in, you will have access to everything like you always have on the new app until February. And then when the time comes, if you'd like to renew, you have that choice to make like you do with any other app. If you're a monthly subscriber, it's a lot easier because you're paying month to month anyway, but we want to make sure you're not getting double charged for anything. If you're a monthly subscriber, you will get an email with a coupon code and you just put that in. It's business as usual, and then month to month you renew, auto renew, whatever you have set up, it's up to you. So everyone who has already signed up either as a monthly subscriber or as an annual premium subscriber, you will be receiving an email with that code. So to make sure that you go over to the app or the browser or on the browser and you just click that in when you sign up and you don't pay twice. And then I'll make sure that everyone understands this as well. we will make sure on our end that your auto renew on our other places is turned off so you're not charged again by Substack or Patreon, wherever you are. So I'll just summarize. Those of you who are a monthly or annual subscriber, you will be getting an email with a coupon code that you will use to sign up on Pelican. All you have to do is log in, like you sign up for anything. You will have honored whatever you've already paid for. And then on our end, we will make sure that the auto renew is turned off so that you're not charged twice. So no one's paying any extra if they're already paying. And no one will be charged double. And heaven forbid if there is a mistake, because we've got a team of people and we've got it all set up with, you know, tech stuff and software stuff and everything. But every once in a while, something falls through the crack. We will put perhaps we can put this link underneath, and I can, if I just find it, I can announce this right now. If anything ever goes wrong and you're thinking, hey, this isn't fair, I was just, you know, I was just charged for this, whatever, you can email team@piouspelican.com, team@piouspelican.com. We'll include this stuff in the emails, don't worry. And if there is a mistake, we will 1000% make sure that we fix that mistake for you. Last thing I'll say before I end here. If you're someone, let's just say, you know, you're one of our elders and surfing around in tech is not your favorite thing. There are many of our elders who are really good with tech, maybe better than some of us, but some it's like, hey, I don't know, my kids set up the thing for me. I get it. If at any moment you're going, this is too confusing to me, I don't know what I'm doing. You know, my son, when he was visiting, he set up my thing so I could watch Kennedy's Substack, and I don't even know what he put in and whatever. You just email us at team@piouspelican.com. We will set up a time to have a phone call with you or Zoom or whatever you want to do, and we'll literally walk you through everything. So just to reiterate, everything will be honored that you paid for. No one will be charged twice, and no one will be charged again once they've been moved over. And if that all fails, you can email us. And if you don't know what you're doing with tech, we'll guide you through just like the guys do on the, you know, IT calls at your business or whatever. Does that make sense, Tim?
Yeah. So this is, so Pious Pelican LLC, that's the name of the LLC that runs Pelican Plus, just so everybody knows how these things are related. So that's why there's a website called piouspelican.com. And I just want to note Lucas's question, is there going to be a free or reduced version for students? We have not discussed any reduction in rate. But I mean, basically, if you buy a pumpkin spice latte at Starbucks, it costs like $7. So you get one coffee at Starbucks, it costs the same amount for a monthly subscription to Pelican Plus. So if you cannot afford $8 per month, you can contact us. We'll see what we can do. But the point is that all of us chips, we all chip in money for all sorts of things in our modern world. We live in luxury because the global South and other people who have real poverty are dealing with serious problems. They have to walk 5 miles to get polluted water to drink. But we all, people who are in the North America or Europe, we are willing to shell out a ton of money for all sorts of different things. So the question is, are you willing to build, to help us build something with against big tech? Are you willing to sacrifice $8, $15 a month? Are you willing to sacrifice? Now, even if you're a student, I mean, I don't know what, I mean, I graduated college in 2010. So I understand that the cost of living has gone up. I know that, you know, Gen Z, younger kids are dealing with a lot of high costs. But I mean, when I was in college, there was never a time that I could not afford $15 a month. I mean, Lucas, I don't know what your situation is. Maybe you are really, really poor and you're starving. I get that. And I respect that too. But I just want to also challenge everyone, you know, if you can't afford that, you know, what other things are you paying for $8 or $10 a month? You know, do you want to help contribute to something that's, it's really, we're, like I said, we're not trying to like get rich. Like me and Kennedy are trying to get rich. Like, are we really Trad Inc? Yeah. We're making so much money, Kennedy. I mean, I love living in luxury and Trad Inc. I mean, like, no, actually we're not making money. We're just trying to make enough money so we can feed our kids. That's the goal. But the system here, do y'all understand? Like, we're trying to make a system where we can actually benefit everybody. Like that's what we're trying to build here. We're not trying to just like, hey, let's get all the money so these guys can get rich. No, we're trying to build something that, like, this could actually be something huge, really, really helpful to everybody, and create a Catholic digital space, a digital institution where we can have a Catholic community, and we can also give it to our children, a safe space for our children to have quality, quality entertainment. So those are my thoughts on that. Kennedy, any?
Yeah. And yes. If you want to open up the website, Tim, again, I can show the different tiers of memberships. People know what they're getting into.
Yeah.
Because that's actually, you know what? Go back to PelicanPlus.com. The launch page, PelicanPlus.com, not the app one, the one where it was all red. Yeah, that one. So if you scroll down, okay, this is like, if you want to know everything about it and you just want to kind of understand it, if you scroll down there to the different memberships, we have family, we have a basic membership, which is, think of that like, it's just like subscribing to Substack or Patreon. So all the stuff that people do that they put behind a paywall, that's where you access that. So it's all the podcasts, it's all the articles. The premium is all the podcasts, all the articles, plus the prayer app and the ebooks and audiobooks. So you think about that, that's like a combination of your blogs and Substacks and podcasts, also with something like Audible and Kindle. The library is going to continue to be built up as we go. We're working with various publishers to license stuff, but we've already got a decent amount of stuff up there, and that's going to continue. And then there's the family, which is the premium, but it's for five different users, so for a family. So it's kind of, it's a discount if you're going to have five people using it, because those people are each getting the premium for $10 rather than for $16, if that makes sense. And then another thing as well that's important, if Tim, if you can show them, if you go to the Founders Club, look at click on the Founders Club thing there. So we have this drive going right now. It's been wildly successful so far. Thank you to everybody. And if you scroll down, we have an opportunity to help us fund this in the long run. So think of it like a Kickstarter. You know, Massive Ages did stuff so they can do their things, all these kinds of things, right? What it is there's an opportunity to sign up for a one-time fee and then to have access to a family membership forever, okay? And it's called the Founders Club. What happens is you pay the one-time fee. You can choose two options, and you have access to it forever. And if you actually do... if you look at the one on the where it says Founders Club there, $15.99, lifetime access to Pelican Plus platform, lifetime family access, quarterly exclusive fireside chats with Dr. K, behind the scenes content, and you have the name on the founder's wall inside the app. There's already dozens of people who have done that. You receive a gift of a blessed rosary and a commemorative certificate, and then priority access to all future conferences, events, and exclusive founder only events. And just to put that in perspective, $50 a month for a family thing. If you actually do the math, I think it's something like 8 years, and that's paid for, right? So think about how long you've been paying for whatever, everything else, Netflix, Prime, those kinds of things. And then on the right, this is for those who are of the means to do so, and we're very grateful to those who already have. And this is $5,000. So you get everything that's included there. Plus you have a book that we're all contributing to about our stories of conversion to tradition. It's called Call to Tradition. You scroll down there, Tim, a little bit. We can show more. This is published by our Pious Pelican Media. We also have it in the works. And keep this in mind, if you're a Catholic author out there and you're looking to publish a book, we have a unique way of publishing books where you kind of get the benefits of a publisher, but you get a better deal on your behalf. So if you're someone who's looking to publish Catholic work, whether it's fiction, history, theology, whatever. I'm not saying we can accept everybody, but we are looking to actually help publish Catholic authors as well. We're going to be launching books that are going to be sold, hard copies as well as ebooks. And anyway, so this premium founder is a way of helping us. We've already had many generous souls who have done this for us. And this is great because we're not here just asking for donations. We're not here just saying, hey, please send money over. We're not a nonprofit. We are running a business because we believe that's the appropriate way to do this. You know, if you think about the history of Catholic civilization, you know, you have book publishers, you have film companies, you have Catholic universities, you have, you know, medical professionals and so on and so forth. We live in a world where things just cost money. That's just the way it is. And if we're going to compete with the secular anti-Catholic forces, they have all the shiny bells and whistles. They have all the nice equipment. They have all the advertising money, all these kinds of things. We're just not going to compete with them if we're trying to run a charity. It's just not going to happen. You know, Hollywood is not a charity. You know, big tech is not a charity. They might do charitable things, but they're for profit. And another reason why we've done this, and this is kind of a safeguard for us, Tim, we talked about this in all of our meetings. One of the things we want to avoid, quite frankly, is an overinflated perception of ourselves. We are what we are. We're Catholic authors, we're podcasters, we're teachers, whatever. We cannot, as individuals, get you to heaven or save the church. That's not our goal. So one of the reasons why we decided to run it as a business is we want to be clear. This is something we're doing as an enterprise that will produce things that you pay for already, and we'll do it from a traditional Catholic point of view and perspective, and all of your support is helpful. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I just want to emphasize this is part of the big tech, mystical body of Antichrist. We have this crazy idea, all these Catholics, like, oh, that's a grift. You're asking for money. Well, how do you think they built cathedrals, guys? We all chipped in. Everybody chipped in, and we built the cathedral together. That's what we're asking for you and me, and we're all chipping. We're putting in our time and energy. Every time Kennedy and I put time into something, we take time away from our kids. We put time and energy into something. We take that time and energy. We take it away from our kids. The only reason we're going to do that time and energy is if we can get money out of it to feed our kids. This is how life works. And yet somehow Catholics think that we shouldn't pay for things. No, this is real life. This is how we all chip in to build something. And like I said, you know, we're doing this because we want to build it for everybody. That's the goal. That's the goal here. Yeah, I mean, we got, you know, first thing we first announced this, people are saying, oh, you're Trad Inc. It's like, guys, let's get a grip here. Let's live in real life here.
It's not Trad Inc. It's Trad LLC. They didn't get it correct.
That's what it is. Trad LLC. But I want to address this from Sam. Do you have any clerical priestly oversight? No, yes. We are acting as lay people in our lay capacity. Are we talking to our priest? Like, I have a spiritual director. Yes, I'm talking to my spiritual director all the time because I do this work and there's a bunch of spiritual warfare that I have to deal with. Yes, absolutely. Each of us has priestly oversight. We should always be talking to our priest. But in terms of this project, we are trying to act as lay people. We're not trying to be theologians and figure out all these theological intricacies and do all these things that clerics should be doing. That's not our job. Our job is lay people. I always go read Lumen Gentium or Apostolicum Axiositate. This is our job as lay people, to sanctify the temporal sphere. That's our job as lay people. We don't need to ask permission from a cleric to do that because we got permission from Jesus Christ when we received confirmation. That's what Vatican II says. Vatican II says we have been anointed for the apostolate directly from Jesus Christ. So that's what we're trying to do. Now, we're not trying to go against the clerics. We're just trying to act as lay people. So we always want priests to help us, and we're doing that, but we're just trying to stay in our lane as lay people. Any comments on that, Kenny?
Well, I think you just let the cat out of the bag, Tim. You clearly can't be a part of Trad Inc. because you just quoted Lumen Gentium. So, but in all seriousness, guys, I'm reading from the Code of Canon Law right now, and not that I'm trying to be legalist, but I just want everyone to know this is a Catholic principle. Okay, if you don't like it, take it up with the church. Canon 211 says, all the Christian faithful have the duty and right to work so that the divine message of salvation more and more reaches all people in every age and in every land. And we don't even need a law for that. We can go right to scripture. When St. Peter says, always be ready to defend the hope that is within you, you know, however the translation goes. We are not an apostolate in the sense of, no, this is not attached to a diocese or whatever, because it's a different thing, and that's okay. I mean, you think of, like, you know, a big Catholic book publisher that's done lots of great work. There may be. I mean, it could be that there's a priest attached or something like that, but they're just producing books. I mean, you know, you want to do reprints of wonderful old books of theology, and you want to have, you know, people share their conversion stories and how Christ has affected their lives or whatever. We're just people getting that out there for people. And this is not just a post-Vatican II thing. You know, you think about men like G.K. Chesterton. I mean, how many men has Chesterton or Hilaire Belloc, you know, how many hundreds, probably hundreds of thousands of souls. I don't know how many toasters they got when they got to heaven as far as like, you know, giving them an attaboy. But how many hundreds of thousands of people did they help lead to the church? Primarily it's the Holy Ghost, but the Holy Ghost uses instruments. And those instruments are people. And how many people did they bring through fiction, through history books? You know, did Hilaire Belloc need like an imprimatur to tell you the history of the Crusades? No, because he's a Catholic and he's just telling you what happened in the Crusades, and you read it and you go, Christendom was awesome, I should probably join the church, you know? How many people were brought in by Father Brown, you know, which, sure, it's about a priest, but he actually started that as an Anglican when he was still an Anglican. You know, how many people have read Everlasting Man by Chesterton, which is just his attempt at giving a concise history of the human race culminating in the person of Jesus Christ? And you read that book and you go, wow, that's a Catholic book. You know, there are things that we can do as lay people. And I will say this as well. One of the big, you know, what's the word? One of the big problems in the post-conciliar paradigm is that there has been a confusion or a blurring of the lines between priest and lay. Because while the intention is good when lay people want to do things like, you know, do a quote-unquote ministry, it's actually important that we leave the official ministries of the church to those commissioned by the church. Lay people can be a part of those things in certain capacities. There are certain offices they can hold and so forth. Clementine's yelling at me. But that doesn't mean we don't have a role. It means that we're supposed to maximize what we can get done as lay people. You know, if you're a businessman and you run like a financial institution, run it with Catholic principles. If you have a restaurant, you know, you serve fish on Friday and you're closed on holy days. We all have these different realms, and we don't need anyone's official apostolic whatever to do it, because we're not doing that. We're just doing what we can do as lay people. And I think this is also helpful for people to get out of this kind of like clericalist mindset. Because that's the weird thing after the Second Vatican Council, Tim. On the one hand, we've very much denigrated the priesthood and like pushed it down to this like officialist, you know, very functional capacity. On the other hand, people look at it as if it's like getting a permit for building something in your backyard, and by county bylaws, you know, if you don't have an imprimatur on your book, like, you know, if you're not in communion or something. This is just stupid. This is Catholics historically, they would just do whatever they could to help the faith. And if you're doing an official work of the church that is designated as such, of course, go through these channels. But we're just Catholics who are writers, authors, podcasters, whatever, and we'll just continue doing that together.
Yeah, Sam says, I'm glad this is a lay initiative. Just was curious if any clerics were involved. Sorry, I was kind of cranky with what you said, Sam. I don't know if you took it that way, but I think we're trying to get at certain critics who you know, critique, like, you have to have permission from a priest to do this sort of thing. But
one thing as well. And yes, actually, sorry, you can be a founding member and be anonymous. That's up to you. You know, like, okay, we've had a priest signed up to be one of them, and he just said like diocesan priest, right? I get it. Like, people have their things. You can do that. Now, I will say as well, just personally, this is my guidepost whenever I'm doing anything like this, is I always say to myself, you know, what would Father think if he saw me say this? So it's not I don't have an official mandate from the church. I'm not pretending to, but I can tell you, the last thing I want to do is go to hell because I was an idiot on the internet. What a stupid way to damn my soul, you know, trying to chase after clicks or whatever. Like, there's not a good way to damn your soul, but that's one of the dumbest. If there's a hierarchy of dumb ways, that's one of the dumbest.
Yes.
So I always think, and I've got, you know, I'm a third order member. I've got priests who I'm always talking to, just like we always do. And I just think, man, oh man, if I ever said something on here that would make them go, wow, Kennedy was just a bad example for the faith, that would just be heartbreaking to me. So if that helps for people to understand where we're coming from, that's what I operate on all the time.
Yeah, I just posted, if you have any questions that are not answered here, or if y'all are, you know, y'all comment on the, yeah, just so you guys know, I'm going on the Three Hearts Pilgrimage Wednesday night, so I will just be out of commission for anybody who's contacting me. So, or if we miss any comments on your YouTube or whatever, if we're not responding, so piouspelican.com has the contact form. So yeah. It's piouspelican.com. So sorry, it's confusing that there's two different websites, but because that's our LLC, that's how we have the contact. So piouspelican.com, and there's a contact form on there for any questions.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm just looking at the app website right now, and if you're actually on the app, there is a contact button. Just like any website you've ever used, ever, this functions like that. If you go to the app one, Tim, if you just go to the bottom of the website, just like anywhere else, there's a contact, right? And you can do that contact. There you go. So there's 100 different ways, to get to us. Let's answer this last question here, Tim. And then I do have to jet, got obligations in the family yes. way. So Sam asks, will you have a regular hosted subscriber stream where subs can give feedback, ask questions, get updates from the content creators? Yes, we are actually working on a probably weekly show with the different creators. And there will be a mechanism for you to ask questions. A lot of what I do through my Substack is Q&A. I'm going to continue doing that for the people that subscribe from your tradition. Dr. K and I actually have... we have a show that we're working on together where we're going to be doing something once or twice a month where we're going to be going over various topics in Catholic tradition. He's been talking about sacred music that has to do with each season and Q&A as well. Tim and I are going to be doing our Terror of Demons show as its own channel on the thing. Everything we do anywhere else, we're going to be doing that and more. And you won't be legit until you make a Telegram chat. Well, we won't be embedding a Telegram chat into this. One of the things we're trying to avoid also, the toxicity of social media, the toxicity of comment sections. This is not YouTube. Obviously, you might be watching it on YouTube, but this is also streaming on Pius on the website right now, by the way, on the app.
Yeah, if you have the app, you can have that.
Yeah. So, but yeah, we're going to be avoiding all that sort of flashy stuff that gets people off the rails. But yes, we will have ways to stream with you guys and answer questions and so forth. And so it's business as usual for things we already do. They're just going to be on Pelican Plus and then migrating over. And there you go. So I think we've covered everything, Tim. Is there anything else that you would like to discuss?
Oh, that's it. So stay tuned for Terror of Demons. This is the man show, me and Kennedy. Stay tuned for that. We're going to release that every week is the plan. But it'll be on Pelican Plus.
Yeah.
And a month or so, it'll be free, but we're going to be migrating it all over to Pelican Plus.
Exactly. All right. And that's all we got. All right. God bless you all, Tim. I think we're good.
All right. God bless. God bless. Viva Virgin of Guadalupe, Don Juan, Lepanto.
That's right.
Adios.
See you guys.